I'm not sure what, but.
Wine Wednesday! Celebrate!
It's been a whole week. I was just getting
thirsty.
Waiting.
It's overwhelming. You know, we have so much to talk about in this broadcast of the Vero Insider. Of course, I am your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery, in the studio with my partner in crime, Miss Kitty Wagner of Blue Star Wine Bar.
Hello.
Who's feeling a bit frisky and mischievous today because we're sipping on some delicious Zinfandel that is always the right amount of, like, warmth and seduction in every sip. Oh, man.
Goes great with fall.
It does. We welcomed fall this week.
Is that what happened?
Yes.
That's what all that rain was all about?
That's exactly what that was.
Well, for, you know, whatever. Drink some Russian River Zinfandel then.
I guess so. This is Carlisle.
Carlisle. Delicious.
And so Russian River is there in California?
Yep.
Okay. And it has its own claim to fame as a region that's very high producing of delicious wines.
Yes.
Why would that be? What makes the Russian River so special?
I think it's just, you know, it's obviously Russian River is an actual river. And so it's in a valley and it's right in the, you know, right off of Sonoma. Here I am stumbling.
It's because she's been drinking since
I know,
lunch.
That's the whole problem.
It's nothing personal.
But Russian River in particular is an area where you get just fantastic Zinfandels, great Chardonnays. It's a little bit warmer climate, a little bit drier soils.
They're known for their Pinots, too.
Yeah, they absolutely are. Yeah, just ripeness is what you're getting in the Russian River is ripeness.
Well, and this is a very boutique sort of producer because he only does approximately 460 cases annually.
I know. And
I
have a couple of those.
Of course you do, that Blue Star.
I mean, when you think about 400 or some odd cases going out amongst the entire world.
Yeah.
The state of Florida probably got maybe 8 or so, and I've got a couple.
Nice. It pays to know people.
It's delicious.
It is delicious. This is a 2011 vintage. So being that it's so limited and it's deep, fancy punt, which we talked about last week.
Big, heavy bottle.
Yeah, heavy bottle. I'd assume this is only available by the bottle.
Yes, it is.
Lucky
but it's
us
not,
on the Vero Insider. Yeah, thanks for sharing, Kitty.
No worries. It's not off the charts expensive. I would say it's a good mid-range, but it drinks. It's just stellar in the glass.
Oh, it exudes quality, which is superb. And it's a great way to kick off our broadcast. And sitting beside Kitty Wagner is Barbara Hoffman of the Cultural Council. Thank you for joining us.
My pleasure. I mean, this is delightful.
Isn't it fun? It's a great way to break up the day.
Wine Wednesday.
I know. And having spent my summer vacation in the wine country in California, I'm quite familiar with all of that.
What a tasty treat. How long were you out there for, Barbara?
2 weeks.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. Well, then, this really couples nicely with what we're about to talk in reference to Restaurant Week, which is just days away from broadcasting here in our community. This is going to be the first one that we've tried to launch as a whole. And it's going to be all about delicious wines and delicious foods and the pairings. Three courses from each venue, correct?
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. How sensational. So the alliance is made up of heads from the various organizations. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, the people who are involved in the alliance, as we call it, and we started about last April, started getting together as a group, and it is the Vicki Gould, who is the president of Main Street, and Ruth Stanbridge, who is the county historian for the Historical Society, and Georgia Irish, who is the president of OBA, Oceanside Business Association, and Penny Chandler, the president of the Indian River Cultural Council, Chamber of Commerce, and me from the Cultural Council of Indian River County.
Those are some powerful ladies.
That's I know, isn't it great? It's all women. That's
well,
great.
It's very, very interesting because we started counting up the amount of the number of years that between all of us we had spent promoting, or our organizations had spent promoting what's going on in Vero Beach and Indian River County. And it was well over 150 years.
Wow.
Outstanding.
So we're all large promoters. And what has been really fun about this is that somebody brings up an idea and all of us agree on it, but we all come from different perspectives. and it really emboldens and it makes larger the concept. And
oh,
it's,
most
that
definitely.
Is that is really fun, and it's been a great opportunity for collaboration.
And of the different organizations to come together. Absolutely.
Right. So this is our first effort called Restaurant Week.
Now, it's going to commence on the 29th.
Monday night, the 29th.
And on the 27th, this Saturday, we have quite the extravaganza happening out at Riverside Park, right next to the Riverside Theater.
And across the street from the museum,
exactly.
Vero Beach Museum of Art.
It's a very cultural corner right there, I tell you. In fact, it's not too far from my Pac Mail Beachside store, so I plan to probably park there and walk.
Probably a good idea.
I know. After last year, I'm thinking that that's
the best
idea yet. But what this event is going to do, it highlights local talent. So it's art in the form of still art, engaging interactive art, all these things. But we're going to have a booth for those that represent Restaurant Week there, and they'll be handing out the menus and the different things that are to come and what people can anticipate for that week. And you're going to showcase something, aren't you, Kitty?
Absolutely.
At Blue Star?
Yeah. We have a three-course menu that's going to be fixed price. And so it's a special thing for us to do. So it's going to be really great.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah.
And are you going to pair it with wines with your amazing palate?
Well, of course we would.
I just love this Vero Insider exclusive stuff. That's good stuff.
Why would you not?
Hello, you have enough wine.
Exactly.
Delicious wine.
There is no shortage of wine at my restaurant right now.
No, there is not.
It's everywhere.
It is. So Barbara, from the Cultural Council perspective, we're ramping up from Friday night with the Art of Networking at Riverside Theater, which will start at about 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock, yes. And the exciting thing about that night is that we introduce to the public for the first time the 2014-2015 Arts and Cultural Guide.
Oh, wonderful.
Which is awesome. I love the guide.
It's a staple.
Yeah. Well, it just tells you every single thing that's going on.
And you have a new component to it this year.
We do. We've added 12 more pages, and that's a calendar. And it's mainly for those people that that are looking at planning an event. They want to know what's going on at different times, when would be a good time to plan an event. It doesn't have everything in it, but it has the major events that would affect attendance at somebody else's event.
Sure.
So it is in a calendar form.
Very thoughtful.
And that's and that's a first time for us to combine the two of them. But you will still have what we've had the last few years, where things are broken out by the organization and whether it's dance and theater, or whether it's art and art galleries and exhibitions, or whether it's concerts, operas, choral groups, or literary organizations, community events, and children's events.
Well, that's a great way to really all encompassing in a sort of nature of all the different things that one could label as art, as a cultural experience, all in one guide.
Well over 100 organizations that are in the guide, that have sent in all of their materials for the guide. So we have well over 1,000 entries in the guide of events that are going on. And that's pretty exciting. But what is really, really nice is that we have about 83 advertisers. And those are the people who really make it work. And we are so grateful to them.
Oh, beautiful. So we're going to be getting the first copies of that at the
Friday
Art of Networking
night.
On Friday night, which is open to the public.
Yes, it is.
And many of us will just be getting done setting up our tents in the park and moseying right on over, because the festival kicks off on the 27th, probably at what, 10 a.m.?
10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Celebrate the Arts.
Celebrate
at Riverside.
The Arts Festival. Yep. That's right. And it's free to the public.
It is free to the public. But I'll tell you, there are so many exciting things going on, and you want to bring a little bit of extra cash because there's some good food that's
to
be sold by local restaurants. And also, we have a wonderful, wonderful raffle.
Tell us about some of the raffle prizes. I know that White Glove and Pac Mail are in there. We're happy to be.
Yeah, White Glove and Pac Mail are going to give us a wine bag and a gift certificate, which is pretty nice.
Who doesn't need some free shipping and a bottle of wine to go with it?
Exactly.
It's brilliant.
Right.
Whoever their marketing girl is, we like her.
She's pretty smart.
We have some wonderful gifts. A complete season tickets to the Emerson Center's lecture series.
Oh, I love their lecture series.
Yeah, that is a
huge
really,
value.
Really nice one. There are 4 dinner and show tickets for Theater Go Round. We've got...
they're out at Quilted Giraffe these days,
yes, they
right?
are. Mm-hmm. Yes, and it worked very nice.
The decor in there is beautiful.
We also have a couple nights at Spring Hill Suites. We have tennis rackets.
Good looking out,
Marty.
Amy.
Right. Amy's in charge, actually, of the whole raffle.
Oh, good.
Yeah, Amy she's Selby. On our team.
Nice. Love it, love, love.
Yes. Thank you, Amy Selby.
Thank you.
We have tennis rackets from Marty Fish Foundation.
Oh,
we have wonderful necklaces and beautiful earrings. We have, you know, books. We have laminated maps. We have a Sandhill Crane T-shirt that was just painted special. We have all wonderful quilt wall hangings and lap quilts from Sunbonnet Sue quilters.
Oh, nice.
Well, that's nice.
We have a beautiful, what's called a pup knife from with a she from the Navy SEAL Museum. That's quite spectacular. We have gift baskets and just all kinds of wonderful things.
And so when people come in, they get the raffle tickets, I assume, up front?
We will be selling the raffle tickets all throughout the park. We're going to have people wandering around the park, and then they will all be on display in the park under a tent.
And so then the raffles happen all day long, or is that something that has a set time?
What we decided to do this year, because we have so many activities going on stage that we really didn't have the time to be able to announce, 100 raffle prizes. So we decided that we would announce them on Facebook on Monday, September 29th.
Ah,
brilliant.
So no one has to be present to win.
Nobody has to be present to win.
Great. That's good to know. Vero
and then
Insider.
What makes it really nice for us is that, and then we get people's contact information so that then we can stay in contact with them throughout the year.
Brilliant. Loving that. And then, Kitty, the festivities wrap up towards 4 o'clock or so that Saturday. And what are you playing there at Blue Star?
Oh, you remember Tony Rodriguez from Mojo Sandwich?
Of course. I love Tony, my drummer.
Love my Mojo Sandwich. And he has a new band called Tumbleweed with Dave Scott, the guitarist from Wiley and Ash.
Absolutely.
And Mojo Sandwich. And they are unbelievable. So I'm so excited because Tumbleweed's going to be playing Saturday night at the Blue Star. And they are just, they're incredible.
Well, we've got everyone's weekend planned out for them. You're welcome, Vero.
Yeah, they can come over after the Art of Networking and listen to Matt and Bruce Friday night.
Ideal.
After,
great
yep,
gigs.
And then they can go to Celebrate the Arts and buy their raffle tickets, and then they can come over later and listen to Tumbleweed. I always want to say Mojo Sandwich, and just rock their night away. I mean, it's going to be a great dancing good time.
Oh, that sounds fantastic.
They can rest on Sunday and go to Restaurant Week and start every night.
Exactly. And love it. And it's affordable. It's going to be so. We have more in store with Where to Go, What to Try, and How to Give Back in Indian River County. Don't go anywhere. Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider. With hurricane season, it's so important that you get your property insurance reviewed. Free of charge by my go-to, Tommy Danaher of Statewide Insurance. You can reach Tommy directly at 772-316-1121. Specializing in condo insurance, Tommy will look out for you. Again, call him directly at 772-316-1121 for your free of charge property insurance review. Visit Tommy Danaher with Statewide Commercial Insurance, proudly endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Panda Contractors will make you smile. Panda Contractors is a full-service Vero Beach roofing contractor and remodeling company serving the greater Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie areas. With in-house consulting services and trained installers, Panda Contractors is a leader in roofing services such as leak repairs, roof ventilation. We also provide home renovations such as bathroom and kitchen remodeling, home additions, and much, much more. Panda Contractors is a member of the ITEX trading community. Your ITEX dollars are welcome.
The Hometown News invites you to enjoy their publication, Forever Young, covering the active lifestyles of the Florida Boomers, packed full of local news and useful information important to the active and affluent 50-plus crowd. Look for Forever Young at hundreds of locations throughout the county or call your local hometown news office and join over 120,000 of your friends and neighbors who've signed up for their own free subscription to Hometown News and ask for home delivery for Forever Young.
Every sip is more and more delicious, Kitty.
It's just rich and yummy. And
wow, that Carlisle Zinfandel exclusively at Blue Star Wine Bar,
it's like
by
a
the
velvet
bottle.
Couch.
Amazing, amazing. Welcome back to the Vero Insider. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery with Kitty Wagner, my partner in crime of Blue Star here. We're sipping away. And we have Barbara Hoffman of the Cultural Council, and we're talking about Restaurant Week. We're talking about lots of great things that are happening in the horizon. It's a very busy weekend. You can tell that season's almost ramping up. That's for certain. On commercial break, there was a plug for Hometown News. Great publication, and I would like to thank them because word on the street says that White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery was voted best moving and storage provider by our readership.
Nice.
So we're very stoked about that. And we're just coming off of Cloud 9 with just being
I was going to say, you just got the industry award from the council.
Company of the Year, medium-sized company of the year. We're very proud
Chamber
of that.
Chamber of Commerce.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. The industry awards. That's a great one.
Yeah. Well, you won last year for Entrepreneur of the Year.
I know. It's really nice to be recognized by your peers.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a wonderful recognition, and to know that what you put forth into the community, hiring locally, supporting local businesses, even the partnerships that we create with monthly promotions or whatever, we always tap into local. And as we were saying on commercial break, and Barbara had put so beautifully, is that all of these big events that we plan, it's really a collaboration, and it relies so much on local businesses, local attendance. It's all fun and games, but it requires people to come and be excited and to want to be a part of it. And so this weekend we have Celebrate the Arts. I know that I'll be there with my White Glove and Pack Mail tent, and we'll have some putt-putt and some fun.
And your truck fans?
And my hand fans.
Love those.
It's going to be a good time. Hopefully sunny and bright and beautiful. And then, of course, going to Blue Star, having a fun-filled dancing, singing weekend. But then next week at Restaurant Week, I mean, we're talking about three-course meals by some of Vero's finest establishments that are going to put together something really amazing yet affordable. And I'm dying to know, who are some of the participants, of course, other than Blue Star, Barbara, who's on that list that we know?
Well, we have the Amalfi Grill.
Oh, they're yummy.
Which mm-hmm. is terrific. Avanzare.
Oh,
and that's
delightful.
Right down on 14th Avenue. That's a busy place.
Yes, it is.
And their companion restaurant, Bijou. And now Bijou has moved right next door to Avanzare, and they share the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're different, very different cuisines, but they're terrific. And then, as always, Blue Star Wine Bar, which is the
Yay.
Best.
Yay!
We have Chive.
Oh, and Chive, Lou just won Entrepreneur of the Year this year.
Yes, he did.
Oh, good job.
Yes, yep. he did.
That
yes,
is absolutely great. Good. Fantastic. And delicious cuisine.
Yes.
And then we have Cobalt, the restaurant at the Vero Beach
Hotel.
Ocean Hotel and Spa.
Mm-hmm.
We have Demare.
Oh, they're over on South Beach.
Yes,
I went there for
they
my
are.
Pre-wedding night dinner. It was outstanding.
I know. They
oh,
do
really?
Have great food.
Yeah, it was amazing. They treated us so kind.
I saw you there.
How nice.
Right?
Want to go for a golf cart ride?
Yes. Yes, I do. It was the best way. Thank you again, Donna. We had loved our golf cart rental. It was awesome. Big pimping.
Dockside Grill.
Oh,
is another
yummy.
One.
Always yummy.
Great.
And
good.
Then Maison Martinique.
Mmm. Yummy.
Can't go wrong there.
No.
Gorgeous dining room.
Oh, and then Osceola Bistro.
Oh, yeah. We love
so
Chris
special.
Fierley.
Yes.
I saw a sign that he's closed until October 1st.
Yeah, he's on vacation.
Oh, okay.
Yes, he is, but he's opening just for us. He's going to be serving coffees and pastries and things in the morning at the Celebrate the Arts Festival, and then he'll be switching to lunches later on.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Very cool.
Very nice.
The Grill on the Green mm-hmm. is another one. The Wave. That
They're
is
inside Costa.
Costa.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Costa. And then Trattoria Dario.
Oh, there we go.
And those are the ones that we have right now. And they all have prefixed menus, either middle range price or a little bit upper price. But they should have menus on the website. So some of them are a little slow in making their menus.
Oh, the suspense. And
Kitty told me
Kitty
that,
so
that chefs are very much like artists. They are hard to control.
Notorious for making it to the last minute.
That's right.
We go to the last minute. We do procrastinate, but we are great under pressure.
It. Exactly. That's going to be a tasty treat. What's the website that people can go try and check out the menus at, Barbara?
The website is Vero Beach Restaurant Week.
Oh, that's pretty easy.
Yeah.
Well then, okay.
.com. You should easily find it. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what's funny is I was at a trade show on Friday of last week, of course, promoting the amazing moving and storage services that White Glove can provide to realtors throughout the Atlantic coastline. And we were down in St. Lucie, and what a great turnout that event was. And a gentleman came up and said, you're headquartered in Vero. I'm coming up there next week for restaurant week. And so he was down in St. Lucie. He was very excited. And he and his wife already had some of their top restaurants that they wanted to try that they hadn't experienced yet. So they were going to the Cobalt. They were going to the Wave. And he was coming. He had three nights planned.
Terrific.
That he is coming from St. Lucie County just to experience this dining.
That's fantastic.
That's really wonderful.
Yes.
It was fun when our alliance broke themselves up into groups and to call on restaurants. And so I had five or six on my list to call. And it was amazing, the receptivity. I mean, even if they couldn't do it this year, it was, I traveled to other cities when they have restaurant weeks. I love it. I'll count me in next year. But so much enthusiasm. And I think we're really fortunate to have about 17 restaurants now that are going to be participating.
Absolutely.
For our very first year. Have to think that with all the publicity that we have been getting and all of us have been using every outlet that we have to get publicity for it, I think that a lot more of them will want to join.
Oh, most definitely.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's do a couple quick shout-outs to some of our sponsors that without them, this broadcast is not possible. We love and adore them. Ashima Wild of Treasure Coast of Republic Services. What an amazing contribution she does, especially for businesses within the city limits that want to be able to recycle. Of course, our city does not allow for recycling in the garbage waste removal program. So it is something that businesses on a commercial platform have to do separately. And for those that do, the amount of waste that they defer from the landfill as a result is so significant because we do have volume here. It's a little hidden oasis,
but people
are finding it and they love it.
I mean, my bins are full all the time.
Exactly.
And I don't mind paying for it. It is not expensive.
So reasonable. And we get a month free when you mention the Vero Insider and you call Republic Services. And Ashima, again, will honor that with so long as you have a 3-month commitment. So a month of free recycling, you can't go wrong with that. Foxy Nails, I was telling the ladies during our commercial break
so
how many compliments I had this weekend of everywhere I went. What do you think, Donna? See? I'm thinking next time I'm going to do pink glitter tips, but it's so beautiful. And I tell you, this is my fourth week, and I haven't even gone for a touch-up or anything.
Yeah,
so it's amazing.
They look great.
And I'm a mom. I wash dishes. I'm doing laundry. I'm scraping gum off everything. You know, all the standard stuff. So it speaks volumes. Foxy Nails located in the Fresh Market Plaza. Of course, statewide commercial insurance. Right now, you see the rain. You see the flood zones. You want to be able to get your policy looked at, your commercial insurance policy. And Tommy Danaher is willing to do that free of charge. Just take a peek, advise you some things that you might want to tweak, and whether or not you choose to use him, that's up to you. But nonetheless, a second set of eyes on anything is worthwhile, that's for sure. And then, of course, White Glove and Pac Mail. I tell you, if you're looking for some office space, the Pac Mail location right there on Beachland and Mockingbird.
That is such prime location.
It is. 30,000 cars drive by there daily. That kind of signage could be yours. And all utilities included, so reasonable, the lowest rates on the beach right now for an exclusive. And we're looking for a long-term
partner. I know. I wish I could
partner.
Put a restaurant on the second
right?
floor of there.
Wouldn't that be fancy?
Yeah, that'd be fun.
We're looking for a long-term partner, so it'd be great. But again, visit theveroinsider.com. You can click on, get more information from our sponsors. Sandridge, if you ever want a good golf game, wow. Despite the rain, these boys do above and beyond.
Oh, yeah.
And there's some great packages out there right now. So if you want some gifts in mind for someone that you love, again, theveroinsider.com. So, Barbara, thanks so much for joining us. We will see you Friday. We will see you Saturday. We will see you all next week. Kitty Wagner.
Thank you.
And we're definitely going to check the website on Monday to see what we won.
Right.
Raffle prizes. I know.
Yes.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.